Okay, here we are again, Rancho Negro Radio, and today we have another interview, this time with Austin's own AT Boys, Rafael y Paquito Rodriguez, and hope you enjoy it. It was at Little Mexico Restaurant, and be sure to sign our petition. You know, Rancho Negro is collecting a petition, and we're going to have them all over the place. Right now, we're going to have it at Turntable Records, and it's a petition that we're going to send to Clear Channel Radio to demand that we get more Tejano stations in Texas and wherever Tejano music is popular. So enjoy the show and hope you enjoy the interview. And remember, check us out, RanchoAlegreTexas.com. And here we go. Okay, we're here at Rancho Alegre Radio, and we are here at Little Mexico Restaurant. They were nice enough to let us use this place to do an interview with the AT Boys. And let's see, Rafael and Paquito are nice enough to come over here. And guys, yeah. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming out, man. We're really, you know, glad to have you here.
Oh, man, muchas gracias. And want to thank you, Piper, también. And of course, Little Mexico. Un saludo y un abrazo para toda la gente de parte de Paquito Rodriguez, my brother, and tu servidor, Rafael Rodriguez, los 80 Boys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we want to also remind everybody, first off, that your new CD, Nuestro Mundo, is available at Turntable Records here in South Austin. Come give it a try, man. We're going to actually have a blog on it on RanchoAlegreTexas.com, and wow. We liked it, and we're going to talk about it. And so, okay, let's go ahead. And for all you that don't know, that if you've been living on the moon, don't know about the AT Boys, and they started out at Alma Tejana. Some of my favorite albums from them, Unidos y Seguros, Pura Energía, Frente al Destino, Nuevas Fronteras, and like I said, their new one jam, so be sure to stop by and pick it up. And guys, you know, what can you tell me about your latest CD?
Oh, man, you know, it's been a blessing. It's been a long journey. You know, we started off back in the 90s, and now, you know, have soulfully evolved from Alma Tejana, as you mentioned. Oh, yeah. Here. We're always going to be Alma Tejana, you know. We're always known as Alma Tejana, but it was kind of cool because our fans, Frank, throughout the years, ¿dónde va a estar AT? ¿Y AT qué dice AT? Right. And they call my mom, hey, AT, aquellos andaban preguntando de ustedes, ¿qué dónde está AT esta semana? So, and our fans really, hey, what's up, AT? And, you know, so it's next thing you know, we were like the AT, people were starting announcing us, you know, the los locutores, the animadores, they were like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, the AT Boys, Alma Tejana. So that little AT Boys, you know, it's kind of was a nickname.
Y es lo que quiere la gente. You know, the people name you something, you sometimes got to go with it.
Exactly, porque, you know, we're here para complacer a la gente.
Eso,
you know, and we'd like to thank each and every one of our fans, everybody who's bought the CD, you know, throughout the years, and supports all, not only ourselves, Alma Tejana, the AT Boys, you know, as me and my bro Paquito Rodriguez. We're real passionate about it, supporting all the live music, the Tejano music, the conjunto. There's just treasures and treasures of música out there, and you know, it's something that we're, you know, real proud to be a part of. So we're really excited here today, brother, presentando lo más nuevo. You know, the new album is called Nuestro Mundo.
Okay.
And I'm going to let my little, you know, my big brother here, Paquito Rodriguez, ladies and gentlemen, he's back with us. He's a walking miracle, brother. What can I say, man?
All right.
Hola, raza. Paquito Rodriguez mandando saludos al todo el público. Want to say hello. Big shout out to all our fans here in Austin, all of our friends. We've gotten a great response. And I want to say personally thank you to everyone. We can get into it a little bit later if you'd like. But I'm returning back on the stage, and it's been awesome. I'm really excited. I'm happy. It's just a second chance at life, you know, brother.
That's right.
Yeah, so I have a lot of passion. I'm ready to do it, full of gusto. And like Rafael was saying, AT Boys, the people actually christened us that. That's not something that we came up with ourselves, everybody.
Right,
AT
right.
Boys, the AT Boys, Los AT Boys.
Uh-huh.
So it just kind of stuck, and we went with it and kind of shortened it up because some people, what does AT Boys stand for? Alma Tejana. And also can be for Austin, Texas, because we're very proud to be from Austin. So
yes,
we always let everybody know we proudly represent Austin, Texas. And everywhere we go, we always let everybody know, hey, ATX, Austin, Texas, baby.
That's right. That's right. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll throw on some of Alma Tejana, AT Boys jams, and we'll be right back, Rancho Alegre Radio.
En la boca y los dientes pa' dentro, no sabemos por qué no nos dejan en paz. Será porque seguimos pa' adelante y no para atrás. Es que no entienden que somos músicos de profesión. Escucha el mensaje en esta canción. Eximoy ya llegó otra vez para ponerte a bailar. Es el ritmo pa' gozar. Es porque la gente se los ha. Hablan sin pensar, ya déjanos en paz. MC Boy ya llegó otra vez para ponerte a bailar. Este ritmo pa' gozar. Es porque la gente se lo sabe. Hablan sin pensar, ya déjanos en paz. Llegamos al lugar que vamos a tocar, toda la gente se pone listos pa' bailar. Y cuando empieza el ritmazo que está de pelos, lo que siguen hablando es porque tienen cel. No sabemos por qué no nos dejan en paz, será porque seguimos pa' adelante y no para atrás. Es que no entienden que somos músicos de profesión. Escucha el mensaje en esta canción.
El mensaje.
Ya llegó otra vez para ponerte a bailar. Este ritmo pa' gozar. Es porque la gente se lo sabe. Hablan sin pensar, ya déjanos en paz. El chico ya llegó otra vez para ponerte a bailar. Este ritmo pa' gozar. Es porque la gente se lo sabe. Hablan sin pensar, ya déjanos en paz.
Vaya slow, people out there. You gotta learn to shake your hands off. You know what I'm saying, right, Nico? You know what I'm talking about, boy. Shh.
Conmigo soñé que tú
Back here at Rancho Light Radio, Alma Tejana, AT Boys, and what a beautiful story that is. You know, the people gave them the name AT Boys, and guys, let's touch up a little bit. Let's go ahead and get some history. ¿Cómo comenzaron? How'd y'all start in the business?
Man, I tell you what, brother, it gives me great pleasure to be here with you guys today. I want to take a moment to thank y'all for everything that y'all do, you know, with Rancho Alegre.
Pleasure's ours, brother.
And that's what it's all about, you know, complaciendo a la gente. And you know, so back to a little bit of the history of Alma Tejana. Who's Alma Tejana? What have we done? You know, when we think back and look at, you know, all of the years, bro. It's just, I mean, we started off in the early 90s, you know, 1990. Actually, you know, in the 80s, my dad, you know, Paco Rodriguez, he's definitely, I mean, it's like, it's amazing just to step foot on stage with this man, you know, after all these years, and it's such an honor. Shout out to our dad, Paco Rodriguez, who still, to this day,
he be jamming,
bro, on the bajo sexto. It's funny because, you know, you talk about the history, pero Paco, you know, my father, he plays the bajo sexto and the guitar. One of the unique things that guys like Max Baca and you know, Valerio Longoria even mentioned, and so some of the pioneers, Rick Garcia from Hacienda Records,
right.
they noticed that Paco plays the bajo sexto. He plays guitar chords, you know. He does the bajo sexto, and he does, you know, the sounds of the bajo, but he incorporates the wah-wah pedal, and next thing you know, it's like a lot of these musicians are looking at my dad, and they're like, "Ta desgraciado, vato." You know, hey, man.
He's playing these complex chords.
Yeah,
right.
You know, tercera also.
Right.
And, you know, he starts talking about, you know, the Mexican Revolution, Ruben Ramos, and the Latin Breed, and La Tortilla Factory, you know, Descanse en Paz, you know, right, Tony Ham Guerrero, and a lot of his influences. And so it's like, So it's cool, you know.
Definitely.
Collaboration.
Y otros influences, man. Who else, you know, what brought y'all to de veras ponerle ganas?
Well, I'll tell you what, I know both of us, one of our influences is a big, huge influence on us when we were, I don't know, we weren't old enough to be in the club, but my dad took us and we went to, what was it?
Raza.
We went to go see a band called La Sombra.
Oh, okay.
And at the time, La Sombra, I mean, these guys were hot. They were it. Yeah. They were awesome.
Yeah.
And so me and Rafael, we went to go see La Sombra. And that night we watched them and we stood at the stage and our eyes must have been like big silver dollars. I mean, we were so excited. We loved music before,
right,
but it's
right.
One of those, it was a revelation moment for us.
Right.
Yeah.
Where when we saw them, it was like, wow, man, it was awesome. And it's like we learned what we wanted to do.
Yeah,
we figured that out. That's
and,
what we wanted to
right,
do.
At that particular moment, bro, if we could ever say, you know, was Mira Muchachitos cuando andábamos cosidos, whatever the stories as the stomach turns, ¿verdad? At that particular moment, bro, Frank, we that's what we knew what we wanted to do.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. So yeah, big shout out to my boys Tony Guerrero, Gavino La Sombra, Rey Talamantes. Huge influences, you know. So yeah, I mean, it's
And people don't remember, or maybe they were too young, but they were it. You know,
they were awesome. They had the show, the sound, the big lights. I mean, everything for people that maybe younger people that didn't see La Sombra in their heyday.
Right.
The guys were awesome. I mean,
orale.
And so yeah, you know, we give them credit. We give them credit where credit is due. And luckily, we've been lucky enough now to where we've become real good friends with Tony, with Ray. And Rafael's actually gotten a chance to go jam out with him on the road and tour with him. So
yeah, that's cool.
Rafael was kind of excited, even though, you know, these are guys.
I mean, you know, jamming and touring, shout out to my boys La Sombra with Ray and Tony. It was definitely cool. I mean, we'd go out to some of these huge festivals and perform. You know, Alma Tejana performed, AT Boys también, and Tony called me up and he'd come jam some songs. And you know, I'd helped him out. I toured with him a little bit this year and last year with the reunion. And it was just amazing watching these guys, you know, that influenced me as an artist when I came up, man. Right. So definitely something that we cherish forever, bro.
Orale.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's cool because, you know, that was like your idol, and now you're playing on stage with them. Yeah. And, you know, Rafael was kind of a little bit nervous. We've done definitely. So many shows, but for this one, we were just nervous. And then Tony, orale, Ralph, do it. And
you see, that's why I couldn't be like a professional musician, man. Because if I had to jam with my with my idols, me pega chorro, nombre. I mean, no, but I'd be too nervous, man. We're here with the AT Boys. We're going to go ahead and throw some more jams from the AT Boys, and we'll be back here on Rancho Alegre Radio.
Que mueve muévele pa' allá y pa' acá, y todita la noche yo te voy de
Later Radio, and here with the 8T Boys, Rafael y Paquito. And let's see, I got a question for you guys, and just for the people that don't know, what instruments do you guys play?
Oh man, you know, my brother Paquito Rodriguez here, he started off, for a lot of the those of y'all who don't know, he started off as a trumpet player.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, Paquito played trumpet for a few years, and then my father, you know, he bought him an accordion. It was a two-row accordion, went to the pawn shop, and sacamos, pues esta, yeah, little rinky-dink accordion. It was a two-row, and next thing you know, was we took out El Troquero, and
right.
You know, played played a couple of the old school songs, some of the traditional canciones con el acordeón.
Right.
Man, and Paquito, he just never let it go.
Wow.
He never let
wow.
it go, bro. And so, you know, he's more, I would say he's more definitely more of an accordion player now than a trumpet player.
Right,
and,
right.
And he also does lead vocals.
Orale.
And harmonies también.
That's a good thing about having a father that's a musician, because my father wasn't. And when I would start with my squeeze back, hey, saca ese mugrero, you know, you're making too much noise. You know, you're trying to, yeah, cállate. Yeah, las novelas. Yeah, so that's a good thing about that. And let's go back a little bit on the new CD. Nuestro Mundo, you did a track with Ruben Ramos.
Oh, man, you know, on Nuestro Mundo, we actually collabed with my boy J.R. Gomez.
Okay.
The Cumbia Kings, Cumbia All-Stars. One of those songs, man, Paquito, we're really excited, bro, to announce that it's been, just found out, you know, it was nominated for
the song No Está Sola. It was nominated for Vocal Duo of the Year at this year's Tejano Music Awards.
Fíjate.
So we're real excited about that. Big shout out to our boy J.R. Gomez. Awesome, awesome talent. He's a good friend of ours, and we had the privilege to go in the studio and do some work with him. And
Orale.
The song came out awesome. It's like I said, it's nominated, so we're real excited about that. Depending on when the show comes out, who knows? Maybe we'll win an award.
Yeah, it'll
never
snag
know,
an award. But
just to be on though is an honor.
Que sí.
You know, so we're real excited, real happy, and JR's been real excited, real happy. He's about to go on tour with the Cumbia All-Stars to Bolivia and Argentina.
Fíjate.
So, you know, that's pretty cool. You know?
Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And you know, seeing that, you know, the show's heard in a lot of different places, especially with the internet, you know, we even get, you know, letters, emails from the troops down in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, man, un saludo.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you to our troops.
Oh, absolutely, bro. We want to send a big shout-out, much love to all the troops, to everybody serving. The men and women out there in uniform, we love you guys. Thank you for everything that you do.
Yeah.
To you and your family. Also, the family also sacrifices
a
lot.
Si, señor.
They themselves may not be there, but they're sacrificing. Their kids are sacrificing.
Definitely.
So,
definitely.
We very much appreciate it. Thank y'all very much, and come home safely. God bless y'all.
Yeah, shout out to our soldiers, man.
Definitely.
Out there fighting for the country. Un saludo y un abrazo para todos ellos, las familias, and of course those who we've lost out there. Descansa en paz de parte de los AT boys, brother. Always, man. Gotta
yes,
show
sir.
Love to them.
Yes, sir. Que Dios me los cuide. And one of the things about being the internet around the world is a lot of places, you know, there's a lot of internet stations out there, and you know we like all of them, but one of the things we do is that we play a lot of classics, and one of the ones that, you know, a lot of these people, they don't hear the classics, you know, a lot of internet stations are playing the new stuff.
Yeah.
But one of your classics, man, Las Nenas. Híjole, that's
ya llegó Raquel.
Yeah.
Yeah, my father Paco Rodriguez, for inquiring minds who'd like to know, he sings on that track, man. You know, it blew up for us. I mean, it was a surprise. We threw it on the record, you know, and we were having fun and we recorded it. I play saxophone, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We kind of got off the subject. But, yeah.
Saxophone player.
Orale.
Yeah, that's you know.
Lead vocalist.
Yeah, sing a little bit. Eso dicen, you know. I've gotten the honor to sing as lead voice for the band, and I'm really excited about that. Shout out to my AT boys, you know, my guys, man. Without the band, mis hermanos, my father, Paco Rodriguez, Fernando Rodriguez, our brother, our drummer, and of course, you know, Omar Acuña, he plays congas. We want to mention that. Raymond Garza, he plays accordion and keyboards.
Yeah.
Adam Garza, he's our bass player. The Garza brothers.
Okay.
And Omar Acuña, we mentioned him, congas,
right.
And he does
Chris
raps.
Rivera.
Chris Rivera, he does harmony vocals. And our little brother, the fern dog, Fernando Rodriguez. Yeah.
Orale.
He's the drums. Hard drum on the drums, man. He's
the heartbeat.
Oh, okay.
Great drummer, so, yeah.
Orale.
Yeah, he's pretty phenomenal.
So
it's like a family, bro.
A family affair, ¿verdad?
We all get along real good. The hermanos Garza, we've known them guys for years
and
years.
Yeah, back in the day, you know. We go back.
Oh, okay.
When they
okay.
had their, they used to play with their dad, too, so they kind of know that we have that connection, the
right,
family
right,
connection.
Right.
And Omar, he's like our little brother. He's not... biologically related to us, but man, as far as I'm concerned, he's my blood brother.
Brothers of the road.
Yeah. Yeah. Brothers of the, brother, yeah. A big shout out to Luis Acuña too. That's another good, yeah, his danced, brother. He was dancing with
AT Boys for a while, you know. We had a lot of energy, and so, you know, Omar's like our little brother. He's been with us for 10 years, you know, now. Totally. So
let's go ahead and take another break, and let's go ahead and send this one on with Las Nenas. Yes, here sir. On Rancho Alegre Radio.
Voy a bailar, ahora sí voy a seguir, así como yo quería. Cuando bailo con las nenas, me siento jacarandoso. Con María y con María y con Raquel, yo me pongo guapachoso. Muévete María, muévete Raquel. Que bailaremos hasta amanecer. Muévete María, muévete Raquel, que bailaremos hasta amanecer. Seguir así como yo quería. Cuando bailo con las nenas, me siento jacarandoso. Con María y con Raquel, con María y con Raquel, yo me pongo guapachoso. Muévete María, muévete Raquel, porque bailaremos hasta amanecer. Muévete María, muévete Raquel, que bailaremos hasta amanecer. Muévete María, muévete Raquel, que bailaremos hasta amanecer. Muévete María, muévete Raquel, porque bailaremos hasta amanecer.
Okay, we're back, Rancho Alegre Radio. We're here with the AT Boys, and
yeah.
And they're from Austin, Texas. And guys, what about working with other artists? You know, being on the road, I'm sure y'all have had to double bill, triple bill, festivals, todo. Yeah. And I always hear the main thing is you hear from bands talking to each other like, hey, Vato, can we use your sound?
Yeah, man. Oh, man.
I'll tell you what, bro. You'll get a very there's a very broad range of responses to that question. We've been on all the way from guys that are awesome superstar musicians that they're humble, man, and they're like, they'll give you the back off their shirt to
right.
Some guys that they're okay and they're
shirt off your back, know. Back off your shirt.
Yeah, no more beer over here, please.
Yeah, no more water. Yeah. And on the other side of the spectrum, some guys that I want to be careful how I say it, but they're just rude about it, or you
right,
know,
right.
They're not cool, you know.
Yeah. Y para nosotros, bro, you know, we've been through the ups and the downs, man, and you know, when we set our PA up, we've been blessed. We've been playing for many years. We do have a professional sound system, state-of-the-art, Vegas and Tops. You know, it usually stays in the truck here in town because, I mean, it's better to outsource, and we pay somebody else what we're going to spend. But we do have it here. And whenever we set it up, man, bro, the lights, everything, you know, we let a lot of the, you know, the up-and-coming guys, I mean, hey, man, you guys can jam on the system, you know, because we know how important that was. We were once, you know, it, they're looking at the big systems, dreaming to have, you know, right, a nice sound right, one day right. And just be like, you guys got to set up your own stuff. And, you know, here we come with our little speakers.
Right,
and, no,
right,
hombre,
right.
The power amplifiers. It's called paying your dues, bro.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
And so, you know, I mean, it's all about that. Pero at the end of the day, man, we remember those days and we look back on it, bro. And we're just appreciative of what we have and what we've right. been blessed with. So we always want to work with everybody.
And let me tell you firsthand, I've seen your shows and I'm always impressed with your sounds. Y'all, I mean, your sound, I put it up there with David Lee Garza's sound. You know, the speaker
you,
sounds good. The lights
thank
are good. You know, it's a show. And so y'all have recorded with other artists, Ruben Ramos recently. And, yeah. And man, that's a real good track.
Oh, man, you know, that song fue nominado por Grammy Award. And Grammy Award winner Ruben Ramos was on the track with me. And big shout out to Ruben and all the Gorillas, the Mexican Revolution.
Oh, yeah.
Good friends of ours. Those are some awesome guys.
Yeah,
right there,
man. So. La Canción se llama Amigo. And we did a collab on it. I called Ruben up. He came in, man. He hit it out of the ballpark, bro. And so we do have a music video that's out there on the internet, YouTube, or the Google world, however you want to do it. Just Amigo AT Boys, Ruben Ramos Amigo, Rafael Rodriguez, however you want to do it, it's there. You know,
oh, yeah.
Y'all can check it out.
So, and let's see. And on the road, otra vez touching up on the road, what are some names out there that y'all been on the road with, done shows with that y'all can remember?
Oh,
or
man.
Any recuerdos, you know, of the past musicians que han pasado? Anything y'all got?
Yeah, man, definitely, bro. Throughout the years, we've had the opportunity to play when Joe and Jimmy were together, Supergrupo Mas.
Oh,
yeah. Fiesta Gardens.
Yeah.
So we remember that because that's something that, you know, they may never play again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Happened, and that was one of those connections, collaborations that happens once in a lifetime when them two guys got together.
Right.
They just had that chemistry, and they were on top of the music world when they were together. It was really, they put out some awesome music, and so we jammed out with them. We jammed out with Jimmy Gonzalez at Fiesta Gardens. We had a lot of fun with him, and it was real cool because he's sitting back there. We get off the stage, and then Jimmy calls us over there.
Come here, guys.
Yeah, come here, you know, and he, like, told us, hey, y'all, the cumbias, man, y'all play the cumbias.
You guys got
good,
some good cumbias. We played Muevele, one of the songs that was a hit song for us. Paquito sings that one, uh-huh. And it's a charanga. And Muevele, and then, hey, you guys, the rhythm section, come here, let me talk to you, you know. So we were honored.
Hey, be careful. To make sure
I mean, Jesse Serrata, Bobby Pulido, we toured with Michael Salgado throughout Texas. Un saludo para buen amigo Michael and Ernie Salgado.
Okay.
Good friends of the AT boys. También,
the hometown boys.
Oh, saludo para. We voted for Elias. You know, he's up for 4 awards this year.
Oh, yeah.
And want to mention it one more time. So everybody, the deadline is this Friday, August the 26th.
Depending
when this comes out. It's 2011 here right now. Pero we're nominated for Vocal Duo of the Year. Myself, Rafael Rodriguez, J.R. Gomez, for No Estás Sola, the song that I wrote.
And this will be played tomorrow night. So today's Wednesday. So hopefully, you know, we're going
to. They'll get a chance to put in your
votes.
All
right. Definitely.
TejanoMusicAwards.com.
That's todo. And it's funny because we just got a call from Elias of the Hometown Boys. He's like, hey, vato, can I talk to you tomorrow, you know, about the award? I'm like, so come on, support the Town of Music Awards, support your favorite bands. And
we love the homies, bro. They're
oh, yeah. Bien amables. I always enjoy talking
big
to them.
Big show, todos.
Oh, yeah.
Un saludo para el jefe también.
Him
and Paco get together, my dad, you know.
Hombre, they tell stories.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So. No entienden, no.
So, okay, let's go ahead and take another break, and we're going to set this one off with Amigo featuring Rubén Ramos. This is Rancho Alegre Radio.
Oiga, Rubén, ¿qué te pasa, mi amigo? Déjame contarte mis penas.
Cuéntame.
Es que ya no sé qué hacer. Amigo, tengo que decirte que la quiero mucho. Que sin ella no puedo vivir. Estoy vacío sin su amor.
Pero no te preocupes, ella tiene un nuevo amor. Mejor sigue tu camino, fue mal su intención.
Yo no sé cómo olvidarla.
Tienes que, aunque te haga falta.
Pero no tiene remedio.
Amigo,
olvidarla, amigo.
Later Radio here with the AT Boys, Rafael y Paquito, and
yeah, and
let me ask you guys, songwriting, y'all write your own songs, or qué está pasando en este, in that form?
Oh man, you know, Paquito's written some songs también, and I've actually, one of the songs that got really recognized, que fue nominado por Canción del Año in the 2009 Tejano Music Awards, was Amigo, duet I did with Rubén Ramos. I also wrote some songs that are on Ruben's new album,
La Chismosa.
I wrote that one, and my thank you song to Ruben Ramos. You know, shout out to Ruben, my boy Ruben Ramos, mi amigo.
Oh yeah.
And this was my idea. I was like, you know, Ruben, he came, he did Amigo with me, man. We crushed it. We made a hit song, gracias a Dios. And you know, I said, man, Ruben needs a song to thank all the people. The legacy, and so I wrote the song for him, Para Mi Gente, that's on his brand new CD, and that was...
You listen to the words, and yeah, talks about his family,
The Ramos legacy, and so Para Mi Gente was my thank you to Ruben Ramos for Amigo, and so he was real happy about that. He loved the song, and shout out to Rick and all the boys. Fabian Hernandez también, on this new CD, the Nuestro Mundo album, which, by the way, is available on iTunes, CD Baby, atboys.com. You can buy your official, you know, Facebook, like us on the Facebook,
Pick it up.
Yeah, with a Z.
So where was it recorded, right? Some may ask. And buen amigo Fabian Hernandez, super saxophone player, jazz musician, a great friend of mine. You know, we did some tag team action on the saxophones there in the studio. We had so much fun recording. It was recorded at Red Sauna Studios in Yulin, Texas, Nuestro Mundo. So anybody who's looking to, you know, take their project to the next level, they can contact my boy Fabian Hernandez.
Orale.
And you can reach him at therubenramos.com.
And you know, that's one thing I want to touch up real quick is that people don't realize, you know, what goes into production of a show, of a CD. You got costs everywhere. And, you know, I hear a lot of complaints. Oh, they just sing in, pero cobran mucho. You know what?
Yeah. It,
gas is expensive. Setting up time, todo eso, you know, and not counting the times that the amps break. You got to buy another one. You know, it's expensive, you know. And people need to realize that these guys are making a living, and it's not all glory. You know, también there's a lot of work into it, and I just want to touch up on that. The fans need to realize this.
Absolutely, bro. That's one of the things I do notice, It's kind of sad because the people in our genre of music in Tejano, sometimes they're a little bit tighter with their money.
Right.
And I noticed, like, los Mexicanos, man, they support their artists. They'll pay
Yes.
They'll pay a lot of money. And sometimes they don't have money, but they revere their artists, and they pay $30.
Los apoyan.
That's right. And la cosa es, what Raza needs to learn is that we all work hard. You know, we all have our problems y todo. Pero don't forget to have fun, man. You know, because, you know, I had health problems last October, and you know, I'm recovering from that. I had a stroke, and gracias a Dios, I'm still here. Yeah. Y Paquito had health problems. You want to tell us, touch up on that, Paquito?
Yeah,
on
absolutely, bro. I'll tell a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah.
It was in, 2005, I believe. I was, me pegó mala suerte con el cancer. I had a very rare form of cancer called neuroblastoma.
Wow.
And, man, I'll tell you what, it was an extremely rare form of cancer where I had to go to six different doctors before they were finally able to figure out a cure for me, a treatment plan, because it's a cancer that's normally found in children, in babies normally.
Wow.
So when I first got sick, they didn't even know what it was. I had to go to the hospital like the fourth time before they actually figured out that I had cancer, because they were thinking it was other gallbladder. They was thinking something it was other else. Issues.
Right, right.
And big shout out to my doctor Ruben DeCellis. He saved my life. So
definitely,
you know, I see him, and you know, I give him a big hug. And I saw him the other day actually, and he saw me, and I could see his eyes like glass up, like, and he didn't want to cry, you know. He's
right.
But I could tell like he got emotional, and I did too. I gave him a big hug, and I thanked him. So. Just want to, the point is that to let everybody know to cherish every day. You don't know when's your last day you're going to be here. So make sure you cherish it. I know that it's a, como se dice?
It's a subject that not everybody wants to
touch
up on.
What I was trying to say, though, it's one of those things where.
Take it for granted.
Yeah. Anyway, so. You know, just make sure you live life, man.
That's
now,
right.
I'll tell you what, Frank, I feel a lot different now. When I get on stage, I'm so happy. I'm so thankful. And I'm going to play every show for the rest of my life like it's my last one.
Definitely.
It means a lot to me. And the way I see it, the kind of mind frame that I have is that every single person that's there, I'm thankful for them, and I'm going to put on a good show for them. I'm going to let them know. I want to touch them in the soul, touch them in the heart, give them a show so that they go home and they have a memory. Because people, they work real hard, like you were saying earlier.
Right.
They need to go have a good time,
forget about all your
problems.
That's right.
We all have problems, and they're going to be there tomorrow. So
yes, that's right.
When you go and have fun, enjoy it, man. Have a good time. Go to the dance. Dance with your wife, your girlfriend, whatever. Have a good time and enjoy it.
That's
and enjoy the music. And when we perform, man, we're going to give you a good show. We're going to do our best to entertain the people, regardless if there's 20 20,000, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're going to do our best. We pride ourselves on that, of always trying to put on a good show and making every show good, you know?
Yeah, and on that note, gracias a Dios, first of all, that you're still with us, man. I just want to say, you know, Raza, don't be afraid of the doctors, man. You know, go see the doctors. Sometimes you catch it early.
That's right.
You know, and you can save your life. And I know how it is. A lot of people don't have insurance, pero sabes que the emergency room can't turn you away. If you're in pain or lo que sea, go, you know, because it's not worth it. Money doesn't mean anything. We only think it does. And go check yourself out. We want you here tomorrow. We want you to pass our cultura to the next generation. We want everybody here as long que Dios quiera.
Absolutely.
And so with that, let's go ahead and take another break. We'll be back with the AT Boys here on Rancho Later Radio.
Otro día ya pasó y yo solo sin ti. ¿Cómo puede ser que tú no estás aquí? Adiós, alguien dime por qué te fuiste tú de mí.
pasar, tus cargas llevaré. Yo te voy a amar toda una eternidad. Sola, yo estoy aquí, aunque esté lejos de mí, aquí te esperaré, que no estás sola, contigo yo estaré, aquí en mi corazón, extraño tu amor, que no estás sola.
Dime tres palabras y a tu lado llegaré contigo, tú estaré, tú estaré. Que no estás sola, yo estoy aquí, aunque esté lejos de mí, aquí te esperaré. Que no estás sola, contigo yo estaré, aquí en mi corazón.
Radio, here we are with Paquito Rafael, the AT Boys.
Yeah.
And all right, let's see, guys. Any stories y'all want to share with us? Stories of the road, you know, esto lo otro.
Oh, man. Oh, here we go.
We could probably write a book with all the different stuff. We have all kinds of. I'll tell you a little story and take you way back when we first started, bro. We were. But we didn't even really know how to play. We were like barely starting. And the very first song that that we ever played that my dad taught us was Old Einstein, the New Year's Eve song. So check this out. My dad, he had, and this is but way before Alma Tejana and any of that, my dad had Paco Rodriguez y su orquesta, and he had some awesome musicians. I mean, these were monster musicians that, you know, they read sheet music
they played with the Third Coast, Johnny Hernandez, Alex Hernandez,
heavy hitters, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they were some top professional musicians that my dad had at the time. And I remember my dad, we were bugging my dad that we wanted to learn a song, and so my dad, he taught us the New Year's Eve song. And so we waited all night, bro. I mean, before the show even started, we were sitting by the side of the stage, and we couldn't wait for our turn to get on stage. And it seemed like it took forever. And finally, midnight was coming around, so my dad called us up, and we went up there. And the other guys, you know, they kind of look like, estos mocosos, what are they doing up here?
I was 10, and Paquito was 11.
So we get up there, and we play the song, and needless to say, we didn't sound very good, bro. My dad would say, "You sound like a dying cow." I was playing the trumpet, you know. And so anyway, so we got up there, we did our thing, and then I got off the stage. I get off, and I turn around to look, and Rafael's still standing on stage. Okay, and then the drummer counts off the next song, and I'm looking at Rafael. And he doesn't get off stage for the whole rest of the night. He stood on stage acting like he was playing because he wanted to be up there so bad that he just stood there with a horn and he was pantomiming like he was playing. And the other guys are looking at him like, "Este workio que está haciendo," you know. So, man, it was awesome. Hilarious, bro.
And they were probably thinking, "What? Hey, what part is he playing, dude?"
That's awesome, man.
Hey, is that kid playing?
Right? But that shows the passion y'all had from it at a young age, man. Está bueno.
Desde pequeñitos, you know. And I remember one time we used to play here in Austin it's called La Pachanga now. We actually had a man, thanks to all our fans that came out. It was a sold-out show here in Austin. You couldn't even walk in the place. Wow. Shout out to our people over there, La Pachanga, Buenos Amigos. But in ese tiempo, it was called Club... Man, what was it? No, El Coyote.
It was called
El Coyote, and it was Monday nights, and we'd go play on Monday nights, and all I remember is that we're playing, and man, I would get like a jab in my abdomen, dude. Paquito would be
check
like,
it out. Here's the deal. we were kids, bro, playing.
Right.
And the thing is, my dad started teaching us how to play, and the other guys, they would kind of be like, man, what are these guys doing? Because we'd go in there and start trying to practice. And,
right.
And the funny thing is, for years, we finally graduated to where we started playing in the band. And for years, we didn't know we were supposed to get paid.
Oh.
So for the longest time, we never got paid. And we didn't know about it till later. We're like, hey, hold on. We're supposed to be getting paid. So we played for years without getting paid. We didn't know. But you know how that is. It's a funny story, but. So we're doing these gigs at El Coyote, and it was on a Monday night, bro. And we were in school still, okay?
Yeah.
We were in high school, and we're playing.
We were the roadies too, so.
Yeah.
Totally.
So we'd have to go early and set up the equipment, and then we would play. And Rafael would be so sleepy, he'd be on stage, bro, falling asleep, bro, while he's playing, standing up with the sax. So I'd have to jab him in the ribs to wake up, and he'd just come in and start playing. And it's not even his part. And then hold on.
Yeah, so awesome. I'd come in, wake up, and boom, I'll come right in and sink, you know. Or at least I thought it was.
That's cool. All right, let's go to take another break. Let's play some more jams from the AT Boys, and we're here at Rancho Later Radio.
Otra vez en la cantina. Otra vez en la cantina, con los mismos sentimientos y la misma decepción. Otra vez con mi tequila, otra vez estoy llorando por culpa de tu traición. Una vez me traicionaron, mi corazón destrozaron, hasta que casi morí. ¿Te acuerdas que me dijiste, el amor que tú me diste, era solo para mí? Hoy me encuentro solo y triste. Thank you. solo
Rancho Later Radio, and we're here the AT Boys, Rafael and Paquito. And guys, I got a question for the both of y'all, whoever wants to answer. The state of Tejano music in Texas especially. I mean, we know we care about it all over the United States, all over the world. Pero it seems like it's cared for mejor in other states and other countries también. And what do y'all feel about the state? How, you know, what's going on with
that? Man, bro, that's a very interesting subject, and it's very important. Un saludo para, you know, todas las familias out there, all of our families. We need to definitely, you know, cherish our Tejano music, our beloved Tejano music. And one of the keys is our future, and that's our children. And when you look at Tejano radio today, it's not as strong as we need it to be.
Right.
And the people that are going to make a difference tomorrow is our kids.
Right.
So what we need to do, Raza, un saludo y un abrazo para la gente, all of our fans and friends out there. Please talk to your kids about the Tejano, and let's not really classify Tejano. There's a lot of different forms of Tejano. You look at hip-hop, right. You look at country. You know, there's new artists coming out every week, different styles, different sounds. I mean, why is it not Tejano music? I mean, there's the cultural Tejano, and let's branch off into some of the mainstream, the reggae cumbia, the different, right. Because that's what's going to capture our kids,
right.
You know, and lead them. And so that's kind of one of the things we've done coming into the AT Boys. We're still Tejano, we're still Conjunto, but we have that variety that we throw in there, the reggae cumbia, like one of my songs, it's called Cuéntale, where we did some rap in there, and it's all about touching the hearts and souls of the kids so they can, you know, tomorrow, because, you know, 10 years down the road, I mean, we need somebody to continue the legacy our music, Nuestra Onda and Nuestros Raíces. So definitely radio is not where it needs to be today, bro.
That's right.
We want to encourage everybody to support your Tejano artists, support the new sounds, the new styles that are coming out. Let's embrace that and let's let it grow so we can grow our genre. And in turn, because come on, bro. I mean, think about it. The people who have, you know, the millionaires and the guys who put in the big money, they're not going to put big money into something that they don't see happening.
Right,
we need
right.
to show interest.
That's right.
And if you, the people, y'all make the difference. If y'all that's show right. that interest and show people that, hey, we're here. Tejano's not dead, baby. Tejano's right. alive and well. The Conjunto, the Raíces, into the new styles, into the, let's embrace the young artists, the
that's
Cinco right. Doces of the world,
right.
the AT Boys. And, you know, there's Carlos y los Cachorros, the new Conjunto sounds.
Right.
There's so many out there, bro. And so we're real passionate about it.
Oh, yeah.
And we definitely feel like we need the support of the people to help grow to where we can get FM radio, the big stations, the big sponsors back to where we used to be, like in the Selena days.
That's right, because one of the things I'm meeting with Clear Channel Radio, they own like 80% of radio stations. And,
awesome. Yeah.
And the thing is that I tell them is that we have plenty of rock stations playing the same rock. You know, you can give up one. You know, give us a shot. That's all I want is a shot
right.
at showing them what we could do. And a lot of people, you touched upon something I want to touch upon. A lot of people don't realize, without Tejano music, there would have been no Ramon Ayala.
That's right.
Back
brother.
In the day, there was no Norteño. It was Carlos y José, Ramon Ayala, Relámpagos. They all came to our industry. And they blew up from there.
And right. that's why they called it Norteño, because it was kind of right. north of the border of Mexico,
exactly.
which hints Texas into the Tejano.
And then you talk about Mexican artists, you know, because Mexico loves Tejano music. And you talk about the people born in Mexico, Marcos Orozco, Carlos Miranda. You know, these guys came to our industry. And, you know, one thing I tell Clear Channel, we have thousands of bands making a living every year. Without the support of radio, could you imagine what could be if y'all supported it, you know?
Yeah,
and that's one of the things we're doing. So let me get this straight. Y'all do agree that we do need more stations.
Absolutely.
And especially in Texas, because, hey, it's Tejano, right?
Well, we want to commend you on that. Te queremos felicitar por el apoyo que nos están brindando ustedes,
pleasure,
you
man.
And Piper. Si, si, no. And shout out to Janie's Record Shop.
Oh, yeah.
In San Antonio, Tomas Turntable Records out of ATX, man. All of our friends, los fanáticos. I mean, it's so important, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's
yeah.
get out there. Let's support our artists. And of course,
yeah.
bro, we definitely need more Tejano here.
Oh, yeah. And también a shout out to Carlos, la familia García at El Zarape. Record Shop in Corpus, so
yep.
y'all be Set sure, y'all be sure to pick this up. And so, you know, and we have here a petition that this is our second book of petition. And anywhere you see a sign for a petition for more Tejano stations, we're going to leave one at Tomas's Turntable Records. Be sure to sign it. We try to go to as many shows as we can. We have them announced that we have the petition. Agustin Ramirez actually was one of the first people that signed this petition.
El Guti,
yeah. So shout out to Agustin Ramirez. So
I'll tell you what, bro. I have a little of a story that I'd like to tell about Guti,
Agustin
Ramirez. When I was enfermo, cuando me tocó mala suerte with the cancer, one of the guys that came through for me was Guti. And I want to send much love para Agustin Guti Ramirez.
Orale.
Yeah, we love him. He's been a great friend with us, and he's known my dad's known him for years and years.
Absolutely.
And he actually, and I found out about this later. He actually showed up at the benefit. He came and he went and made a T-shirt with my face on it that said "Pray for Paquito."
Wow!
And he made one for my mom and a couple of the family members.
Fíjate.
And he did that on his own without, you know, nobody telling him
right,
to do that
right.
out of his own pocket. So.
Right.
you know, that means a lot to me. Something I'll always remember. So, puro corazón.
And what, he wore it to the benefit? Or
he did, bro.
I know there was a benefit at Seguin Fiesta Ballroom. Shout out to everybody there.
Man, bro, thank you for mentioning that. And we definitely want to thank the Texana band, Lupe González and Martín Hernández, buen amigo de los AT Boys, for putting that together. Also, here in Austin, man, we did a benefit for Paquito, man. You know, we call him the Lance Armstrong, my bro, of the Hano music, man, because he came back, you know, he came back on that ass, you know what I mean? Hey, excuse me if I said it's whatever, it's, you know. Pero sinceramente, you know, Paquito's back on stage with me. He's my other half, and I thank God every day for having this, you know, this great opportunity to grace the stage with my brother Paquito.
Yes, sir.
Amongst the stars that came to Austin at Club Desperados in 2005, Ruben Ramos, shout out, David Lee Garza came and performed for Paquito. Jay Perez came.
Awesome.
You know, Johnny Martinez. Buen amigo Pablo Urbina, Grupo La Traición out of Houston, they came as well. Texana band. So many bands. And if I'm mentioning anybody, Austin, Texas, thank y'all so much. It was capacity. We raised, I want to say, the midst of over $20,000
awesome.
That night for Paquito.
Awesome.
And you know, it was just amazing that people came out and supported, bro, because at that time, you know, he had that tumor inside him, and
right.
we didn't know if he was even going to make it.
Right.
You know,
and that's worse.
If it wasn't for that, bro, I wouldn't be here.
Right. And a lot of people don't realize this. When you don't know, that's worse than knowing that you have something wrong with you. When you don't know, that's con que, híjole.
Well, they didn't. I had to go to New York. I had to go to... all over the place to try to find treatment, and a lot of people couldn't help me. So luckily, God blessed me. I'm still here, and so I'm thankful every day, and I have a new lease on life, and I'm going to make the most out of it. I'm
going
to do my best to make an impact in whoever's life that I can. To me, it's very, very important for us to, when we do a show, we want to touch people in the heart. We want to make them feel good, forget about their problems, and enjoy life, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it's all about with the AT Boys, brother. We take it to that next level. Not only do we, you know, provide, it's to take pride in providing a professional, you know, show as far as the music's concerned. Pero me and Paquito take it to the next level. We have fun, jump off stage, interact with the crowd.
You guys got the energy.
Yeah, you know, we just get crunk, man. And that's what we call it, you know, having fun and touching the souls and hearts of our fans. Muchas gracias a todos de parte de los 80 Boys, Alma Tejana, tu servidor, Rafael Rodriguez, my bro Paquito.
Absolutely. And Frank, if you give me an opportunity, I'd like to send a shout out to all our friends, todos nuestros amigos on Facebook. We have a lot of friends out there on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, look for us, Los AT Boys with a Z. So if you haven't hooked up yet, go on there. You can hit that like button and follow us and learn about where the shows are, see pictures, videos, all kinds of stuff.
Definitely.
Look for me, Paquito Rodriguez, Rafael Rodriguez on Facebook. So we'd love to hear and interact with some of the people and make new friends. Also, check us out, atboys.com. We have a brand new website that we're about to unveil. So you can, atboys.com, you can get all your information from there.
Okay, no excuses, guys. You know, y'all know how to get in touch
with them.
So let's go ahead and take another break. We'll be back with the AT Boys here on Rancho Alegre Radio. Yeah.
El que lo pide. que soy mejor que él. Cuéntale que te traigo loca, cuéntale que no lo quieres ver.
Es que esta fue la noche que te traicionó, el perfume de mi pelo que te cautivó. Que ya no tiene excusas para tu traición, que tuviste mis motivos de corazón. Quizás en el oído como el gaelo, con el miel del fuego de la pasión. Ya no le mientas más, ya lo hice tu error. Y si es por mí, no pidas perdón, digo, que tal de ti el que no perdone.
We're here at Rancho Later Radio, and we're here with the AT Boys. And anything else you want to share with the fans, you know?
Oh, man, bro. We just want to thank you one more time. A ti, Frank, te queremos felicitar aquí en su tremenda programación.
Gracias,
por internet and all the way around the world, brother. It's worldwide. Rancho Alegre, shout out to Piper. You know, we kind of
Gabby over here taking the pictures.
What's up, Gabby?
Yeah.
Y un saludo para también los la raza desde Monterrey, México, Guadalajara. Que nos apoyan ahí en Facebook. Queremos mandar saludos, un saludo y un abrazo. Argentina también parece que alguien. So we're getting fans. It's really cool to hear from everybody around the world.
That's what's awesome about being on the web. It's worldwide.
Oh, yeah,
baby.
That's right. We're not limited to just
anybody around the world.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have fans from places that you didn't even realize they listen to the
South
music.
South Africa,
you know?
South Africa. I couldn't believe it.
You know,
híjole, I came. Ya ves Japón, you know, we got the gatos de Japón who are
that's
over
right.
here. They love this stuff.
Yeah,
so,
they're awesome, bro.
Now we can only get the moguls from radio that own the big radio station to realize that, you know.
There's an audience out there. So
that's right.
Saludo a todo el público de México from all around the world. Much love from the AT Boys. If you've never seen us perform, if you're not from around here, you can check us out
on YouTube,
Los AT Boys. Go on there. You can see some of the live footage, some shows, see what we're all about. And we'd love to hear from you, interact with the fans.
And that's right. I want to mention one more time that on RanchoLeraTexas.com, you have the option to punch on Hear the Radio Show. And it's basically a bunch of shows that we do and a bunch of interviews. And also, you can check out the playlist. Now, the playlist, all it is a bunch of songs. You can click skip to the next song and everything. We have a bunch of old Alma Tejana, old AT Boys, new stuff, you know, and stuff you won't hear. Put it this way. If you have any doubts of buying a CD, we have a bunch of tracks from it so you can make a decision, and that's what it's there for. And want to thank you guys for coming out, brothers. You know, it's good to see you, Paquito. Good to see you, Rafael.
Thank you.
And I look forward to catching up with y'all guys again. You know, we had a good time talking to you. And we're going to go ahead and finish out the show with more songs by Los AT Boys here on Rancho Alegre Radio.
Yes, sir.
Desperté pensando en ti, pero al hablarte me dijeron que no estabas allí. Me hablé solo para decirte lo que siento yo por ti, que mi corazón no puede estar sin ti. Si tal vez estás ocupada, trataré de hablarte de nuevo. No puedo quedarme así sin decirte lo que siento. Es que me está quemando por dentro. Yo te necesito aquí. Te quiero ya. necesito de tu amor. Si tal vez estás ocupada, trataré de hablarte de nuevo. No puedo quedarme así sin decirte lo que siento. Es que me está quemando por dentro. Yo te necesito a ti. Te quiero, te adoro, te amo y anhelo solamente a ti, mi amor. Te quiero, mi ángel, pedazo del cielo. Necesito de tu amor.
Vivir son cosas de...